the Diamantina. A human story from Northwest Queensland.
Inspector Bonaparte has now almost completed his case, for Owen Oliver has been arrested at his home, and John Kane, marooned in the middle of the Diamantina, has been captured by Constable Lovett. Muriel Markham, the paralyzed girl at Coolibar, is dying, and both doctors have confessed their failure to save her. Illawalli, the Aboriginal chieftain, whom Boney was bringing to see the girl, has been held up by the flooded river. At this moment, the two doctors and Elizabeth are standing round the girl's bedside.
How's her pulse, Dr. Knowles?
Very feeble.
Oh, it's a matter of hours now, I think.
Hours, Dr. Stenisforth? Oh, no.
Oh, calm yourself, please, Miss Elizabeth. It won't do any good to worry.
Oh, I know.
And believe me, I'm feeling the strain quite as much as you are.
I know, Dr. Knowles. It must be terrible. Terrible to watch her die like this. If only there was something we could do.
I've done everything I possibly could, but this is the end.
Is there no word yet from Boney?
Nothing. Ted Sharp and I drove as far as we could this afternoon. We didn't see a sign of him. I don't know what's happened.
With the river in flood like this, they might be cut off for a week or more.
Yes, or worse.
You mean drowned?
Yes.
Good evening, Miss Elizabeth. Good evening, gentlemen.
Boney!
Oh, you're here, Boney, at last.
Yes. Am I too late?
Yes.
She is dead?
No, she's not dead. Not yet.
Heaven be praised. Then I am not too late.
What do you mean, Inspector?
I have brought Illawalli with me. May I bring him in to see the patient?
You've got him at last. Oh, splendid.
Yes, I suppose you can bring him in, Inspector. He can't do much harm.
Thank you, Dr. Stenisforth. I will fetch him now.
Dr. Knowles, do you think Illawalli really can do something?
I haven't the faintest idea. I doubt it myself.
I object to the whole business.
Here he is. Come in, Illawalli.
Who's that? You noble man, black fellow, look, see the sick woman?
No, carry on.
Thank you. Ah, this been the woman, eh?
Illawalli, the white woman is dying. Can you read her mind and tell us what is written there?
Me been see, Boney. Give me more light. Ah, that been much better. I will lift her eyelids and look into the eyes. So, yeah, she been nearly dead now. Let me see the skin of her arm. Yeah.
Well, Illawalla, what can you see?
It been as I thought. I know what make her sick now.
You can read her mind?
No, I no been read her mind now.
But why? I thought you said you could.
No. Oh, Illawalli, not read the sleeping woman's mind. He no can do that. But you wait. By and by, me and Boney come back. By and by, sick white woman no go sleep all the time. She get up, she talk, she love.
What's that, Illawalli? You can make her do that?
Yeah, me can do that. You no fear now. Come, Boney. There have been lot of things we do now.
Where are you going, Illawalli?
We go outside, into the paddock, maybe. You get me big fella light.
A lantern, you mean?
Yeah, that is, lantern. Now we go. You lead the way, Boney.
All right, then. Excuse me, please.
Certainly. I thought so. That black fellow's nothing but a big humbug.
This been the creek you tell me about.
Yes. Do you think we can find the herbs you need here?
Yeah, I think so.
Good. I will hold the lantern up for you. What do you think of the white woman, Illawalli?
You big fella fool this time. You no remember how black fella doped the water holes to make the fish all stiff and come up to the top, eh?
Yes, I have done that myself.
Well, white woman, she been doped just like the black fella fish.
Well, I'm blessed. I never thought of that.
Now, I gibbered her What dope took kill the other dope? Me fine black fella, all right.
What a fool I am. What a blind idiot. Why did I not guess that?
Never mind, Boney. It no matter now. By and by, that white woman, oh, she good old. She no die. No fear. By and by, she open her eyes and smile at old little Wally.
I cannot tell you how glad I am you came, little Wally. You have saved that girl from certain death.
me plurry fine black fella doctor. Better than white fella doctor, anyway.
What a fool I was not to look for an aboriginal influence in this case. I might have known it. I was told that John Kane had lived for some time with the natives of Cape York.
Constable Lovett.
Yes, Sergeant.
Is that Swaggy still in the lockup?
Joyce? Yes, Sergeant.
Well, I want you to release him. We don't need him anymore. But send him in here first. He'll be needed at the trial.
Very good, Sergeant.
Let me see now. Owen Oliver's in the other cell, isn't he?
Yep.
Safe? No danger of him getting out?
Certainly not, Sergeant. I've seen to that.
Good. Well, take Joyce out of his cell at once, then. I need that space urgently. Now, before you go, bring in Mr. Kane.
Right.
Hello. Hello? Hello. Winton Police Station? I must warn you that anything you say will be used in evidence against you. Any questions?
Yes. Might I ask how you arrived at this ridiculous theory?
You'll hear all about that in good time.
Then I shall ask for bail.
Bail will be refused you, Mr. Kane.
You can't do that, Sergeant. Not on the charge of theft.
There's a second charge, Mr. Kane.
Do I look like a murderer? You are some common sense man.
Mr. Kane, I've never yet seen a murderer who looked like one. They never do. On principle.
You've made a bad mistake here, Sergeant. It'll probably cost you your job.
That's my affair. Lovett, take the prisoner to his cell.
Oh, it's you, Bernie. Come in.
How is the girl, Miss Elizabeth?
Oh, she's worse.
She soon get better now, you see.
Dr. Knowles.
Yes, Bernie?
We have some medicine here. Would you please give her as much of it as she can swallow?
Just a moment. Let me have a look at it first.
It is all right, I assure you, Dr. Stanisforth.
It looks awful. What is this stuff?
I do not know the ingredients.
Well, we must know before we can permit it to be given to the patient.
Well, I do not think Ilawali will tell us.
Dr. Knowles and I are responsible for the girl. We cannot allow unknown mixtures like this to be given her.
Oh, Dr. Stanisforth, can't you take the risk?
No, I cannot. If anything happens, I would be responsible. She might die from its effects.
Die? What's she doing now? What are you doing to help her?
Well, nevertheless, I...
Ilawali, can't you tell us what this medicine is?
Oh, medicine make white woman better.
An aboriginal mess like that. It's impossible. It's unheard of.
You want to save this white woman? Huh? You give her medicine.
Why, good heavens, it's an outrage upon the ethics of the medical profession.
Not so long ago, Dr. Stanisforth. Hypnotism and psychoanalysis were regarded by medical men as outrages on the ethics of your profession.
Oh, yes, yes, yeah. But this is different.
I know the type of drug which was given to this patient. And this is the antidote. You have my word for that.
Oh, must we go on arguing like this? Don't you realize the girl's dying whilst we bicker over professional ethics?
Yes, Dr. Stanisforth. I'm ready to take a chance. At all events, it can't make the girl worse. I'll give it to her.
Then the responsibility is yours, Dr. Knowles.
And mine. Don't forget that.
Here, my dear. Please try to drink this. Please. She can't swallow it. Oh, it's hopeless.
Ilawali, he make white woman drink up. I will take her hands. Here. Drink. Drink. You hear old Ilawali talking? He say... drink. Then you wake, white woman. You wake and hear old Ilawali talk. You do what old Ilawali tell you.
There. She's taking it now.
All white fella doctor. All of it.
Is there any sign yet? Why? I do believe the blood is flowing black into her cheeks.
Yeah. She comes... she come, white lubra, she come back from the darkness. My hands know it.
Oh, I can't believe it.
Shh. Wait.
She's coming round. She is.
Put her down, white fella doctor. She come back now. You wake, White Lubra. You open your eyes. You see all white fella friends, and all Boney, and all Illawalli. You wake. Wake. Open your eyes.
They are open.
Great Scott!
You better now, eh? Now you eat plenty tucker, eh? Then you sleep long time and wake up good, eh? What for the doctor? Give her tucker now. Quick, she hungry. She eat. Then she sleep. And bye-bye, she good, oh.
Miss Elizabeth, can I have some food quickly?
Yes, I'll bring some up straight away.
You keep wake, white woman. Then, when you eat something, you sleep good, oh. Bye-bye, you get strong as big fella buffalo.
She's going to live. Oh, Muriel, I had despaired of you, and now you've been given back to me. Muriel.